Okay, we will continue with Masechas Beitza Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. We're going to begin with the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amud Beis, the bottom of the Daf. Two lines from the bottom of the page. It says the Mishnah, Lo Yomar Adam Latabach Shkoli Bedinor Basar Aval Shochedu Machalek Bineham. A person should not say to a butcher on Yom Tov, go ahead and weigh for me a dinar's worth of meat. Because on Yom Tov, you're not permitted to go ahead and speak, says Rashi, Sha'asu Lahazkir Shem Damim, you're not permitted to speak about money matters in any literal sense, because this is something which is Asim Mishum Mekach Memkar. Aval Shochet, rather, person go ahead and say, please go ahead and Shech this below Pisuk Damim. So without discussing anything about cost or how much something weighs, just go ahead and shecht it, and then they can divide it among them. The details of which are going to be discussed in the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Hechi Ovid. How exactly does this division take place? As Rashi, Kshenu Rotsa Likach Kol HaBehema. Let's say if you want the whole animal, it's very easy. Go ahead and just shecht the animal and take it. But over here, he doesn't want the whole animal. V'lo mechza v'lo shlish. And it's not that he wants exactly a half or a third. V'lo revi'a quarter. Rather, you want a certain amount in terms of money's worth of an animal. What may you say? Because some of this is just the right way to say it, so that it not have the appearance, it not seem as if what you are doing is acting in a way which resembles regular weekday workplace discussions, regular commerce. So says the Gemara, Ki yihad b'sura amri. We'll give an example. Says the Gemara in Surah. So then the normal manner for people to go ahead and speak to a butcher in such a situation would say, tarta, upalgi tarta. They would say, give me a tarta. That was a certain amount, a measurement that they would say, and this is an acceptable way of speaking. Binarash amri, chelka, upalga chelka. It would give us a different lashon in Narash, which was a different place. Give me a chelka or a palga chelka. Pumpadisa amri, Uzia upalga uzia, nahar pekod umasa machzi amri riva upalga riva. So these are different types of words that were used, which were are acceptable forms of communication between the customer and the butcher on Yom Tov, without actually saying go ahead and give me $10 worth of meat or 10 pounds worth of meat, whatever the case is. You go ahead and you use these other lashonos, this is permissible on Yom Tov. Okay. So the next Mishnah says, Omer Adam Lechaveiro, Malei Kli Li Klize, Avaloba Mida. Person can say to his friend, go ahead and fill up this Kli. Person is, let's say, he's going to the store and he's buying a certain type of beverage or oil or something like that. So he can go to the mocher and say, fill up this kli. Avalo b'mida. Says Rashi b'gemar mefarish lo b'may plugtai. The Gemara is going to explain this and explain the machlokas as well. The machlokas between Tanakama, which is just read, and Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Rabbi Yehuda omer, im haya kli shel mida lo yimalenu. If it is a kli shel mida, sounds like it's a measuring utensil which is made for that purpose, so then you should not fill it on Yom Tov. So again, the Tanakhama says a person can say, go ahead and fill this kli for me, avalo b'mida, but not b'mida. Again, Rashi says, the Gemara will explain what that means. And Rabbi Yehuda says, if it is a kli shel mida, lo yimalenu. Then the Mishnah tells us, ma'isa ba'abashol bin batnis, shohayim amali midosav me'erav Yom Tov. The Gemara tells us of ma'isa with Abishol bin batnis, who used to go ahead and fill Midosav me'erav Yom Tov. Says Rashi, she'ein modin b'Yom Tov. We know that on Yom Tov you cannot go ahead and measure. So he would fill these measuring utensils beforehand, and then v'noslan the l'kuchos b'Yom Tov. And we go ahead and give them to the l'kuchos when people come to go ahead and buy from him. So he would go ahead and dispense of these kalim on Yom Tov. And Abishol said that even b'moed he would do this. Says Rashi b'gemara mefarish taima. The Gemara is going to explain what this means. Why would this be done on moed? And it would be done. Why? B'nei brurei hamidos. Rashi brings down a different gear over here. Brurei hamidos. Literally, brurei hamidos sounds like it means in order to clarify the exact measures. Again, the Gemara is going to explain what this means. So Chachamim omrim af b'chol osakei mipnei mitzui hamidos. The Chachamim say not only on Moed, meaning Chol HaMoed, but even during a regular weekday, he would do this mipnei mitzui hamidos. So this is something that actually explains what this means. Even before we get to the Gemara, k'shayimocha shemen hayilo midos harbe. A person goes ahead and sells oil, for example. So a person would use, you know, many different measures. So mevina lekuchos kleihen umodeid leish veish b'mida liatzma. A person would go ahead and bring their own vessels to the store and have them filled by the, they would be dispensed from these, you know, measuring utensils which belong to the mocher. Umis matzos vahochos letochalein shekol alayla. It would take a while for them to completely empty, because oil in particular can cling to the measuring utensils for much longer. It's hard to actually empty a jar, a bottle, a glass of oil. So therefore, he would go ahead and fill it the day beforehand, b'chol, and go ahead and have it sort of drip into the kalim of the lekuchos all night long. In other words, it has nothing to do with yomtiv. Rather, the Chachamim is saying, Abishol used to do this even during the week, because he wanted to make sure that his customers were getting their full money's worth and were not paying for more than they were actually getting.
When would they pay, before yomtiv or after yomtiv?
Either or. You know, whatever the arrangement was. So it says the Gemara, Maya v'aloba mida, right? The Tanakhama says, Omer dov l'chaver malei kli kli ze v'aloba mida. What does that mean, v'aloba mida? So I'm going to be Yehuda v'shmuel v'aloba kli v'yuchad l'mida. What this means is that a person go ahead and say, go ahead and fill this kli. That you can do. But you cannot say, go ahead and fill this kli if this is a kli which is miyuchad l'mida. Says Rashi, Shemode demochabo. You go ahead and measure, and then sell it using that utensil. That you cannot do. Avaklija omed lemido yimalenu. However, if you have a kli that is omed lemido, says Rashi, she kishiyishbar ze ba ze tachtov avadayin lamadadbo. You have some backup kalim that when the regular measuring utensil that's used now breaks, so then you have something else that you could use. So in the warehouse on the shelf, he has kalim which are miyuchadim lemido, but have not yet been used. So that, the Tanakhama says, can be used. So again, Omer Adam L'Chaver Malei Li Kli Zeh Ava Lo B'mida. Lo B'mida means you should not use a kli which is Miyuchad L'mida. However, you may use a kli which is Omed L'mida, but has not yet been used.
Is Omed L'mida, would that be like a measuring cup, do you think?
It sounds like it. Cup? It doesn't necessarily mean that it has actual measure. Like today, you picture a measuring cup that has actual marks on the kale. I don't know if that means that, but in other words, you know that it's a certain amount, it's a certain size.
Like a pint size or whatever. Maybe.
Exactly. So that's what it sounds like. Rashi says that it's ready to go. It just hasn't been used yet. So that's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar, afal kli ha'omed l'mida lo yimalenu. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have a kli that is omed l'mida, lo yimalenu. It says, Rashi kevan, dhu atzma mida, v'lekach asoi, u'kedei mida machzik lo yimalenu. Since it's what it itself is of a certain measure, and it's made for this, and it could hold this amount, you shouldn't fill it on yomtiv. D'mechzei shapir k'modei d'mochir k'ovdin k'ovdin d'chol, because it very much looks like the way you do business during the week. So Rabbi Huda says, no, it's not okay to use a kli which is omed l'mida. Alma says, you see from here that gabi simchas yomtiv, Rabbi Huda l'chumra, Rabbanan l'kula. Clearly you see from the presentation in our Mishnah that Rabbi Huda is machmir when it comes to something which on the one hand you have an obligation of simchas yomtiv, and that we have some other particular issue which is in conflict with being able to achieve simchas yomtiv. So here Rabbi Huda is l'chumra, because he says you cannot go ahead and just allow a person to go ahead and to dispense of that which is being sold, that which is being given to the customers using kelim ha'omdim l'medida, and the Rabbanan are golakula. They say you are permitted to do so. So says the Gemara, v'hoi ipcha b'sheminin l'hu, but we find the exact opposite in the Mishnah that we learned earlier. Because the Mishnah back on Daf Chav Zayin says that not Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shokel Adam Basar Keneged Akli Lo Keneged Akupitz. The Chachamim Omerim Ein Mashkichim Mikaf Maznayim Kol Ikar. Right? Remember the Rabbi Yehuda said over there, a person can go ahead and he could weigh, let's say, meat by putting the meat in one cup of the scale, and in the other one, the other cup, you put a kli, some utensil, or a kupitz, which was a special hatchet that the butcher used in order to cut the meat. So there, Rabbi Yehuda says it's permissible to go ahead and to use a scale in such a fashion. It's not the normal manner you do so. You're not using a real weight to measure, to weigh rather the meat, but you are permitted to use a kli or a kupitz. V'chachamim say, in mashkichim b'kaf mazdaim kaliko. Over there, the chachamim say, no, you can't do it at all. So what do you see? So you see that the Chachamim are more machmir than Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Simchas Yomtiv. Says the Gemara, Alma Rabbi Yehuda l'kulav Rabbanu l'chumra. So kasha de Rabbi Yehuda, and kasha de Rabbanon, ad Rabbanon. So the Gemara says we have a two-way contradiction over here. What's the kasha de Rabbi Yehuda? Over here in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have a kli which is a kli shel mida, lo yumalenu, which we explain means it's a kli that is omed lemedida, you cannot use it. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda's machmir. But we saw when it comes to using a scale, Rabbi Yehuda says you can go ahead and weigh meat, keneged a kli, keneged a kupitz. And the Rabbanan over here in our Mishnah say you may lechatchila go ahead and say to somebody, go ahead and fill up this kli, even though it's a kli which is normally used for medida. So in other words, you see the Rabbanan are makel. But when it comes to the scale, so what's the lashon of the Chachamim? Ein mashkichin b'kaf maznayim kol ikor. So you see that the Rabbanon are machmir. So what is going on here? It says the Gemara lo kasha. Hasam b'she'enu omid l'mida, hacha ba'omid l'mida. The difference is in one case, that which you are talking about is eino omid l'mida. It is not set aside for the purpose of what? Measuring. What's that talking about? That's talking about our case in our mission over here. This kli is not omei lamida. It is not designated for that purpose. However, hacha, but omei lamida, we're talking about a scale. We're talking about a scale, so that is definitely something which is omei lamida. So the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lakasha, Hashem B'Shein Omid L'Mida, Hacha B'Shein Omid L'Mida. The Rabbanu, the Rabbanu Nami Lakasha, Hashem Ka'avid K'Da'avidin L'Chol, Hacha Lo Ka'avid K'Da'avidin L'Chol. The difference is, over there, they are what? They are doing like they do during the week. When they're using the scale and weighing the meat, that's exactly how they do it during the week. That's a problem of the L'Chol. But over here says Rashi, Shederach Lekuchos Lomel Tein Lug. Normally during the week, a person would go to the store and say, give me a log, give me a certain measure's worth. A person wouldn't go ahead and speak in this way and say, you know, fill up this kli. This is the way you talk about when a person is conducting a different type of business, like a loan or a gift. Over here, that's not the normal way to speak.
That's why they're up on a makel over here.
Right, because it's not Ubdul Chol. It's not evident by the Lashon that he's using that he's intending to do something which resembles Bekach Memkar. It's not the normal Ubdul Chol. So that's the first Teretz the Gemara asks. That's the only Gemara. I'm sorry, that's the first Teretz. Then the Gemara says, Rav Amar Mai of Aloba Mida. Rav says, what does it mean when it says in the Mishnah of Aloba Mida? Sholo Yizkor Lo Shem Mida. A person should not mention the actual name of the measure. However, if you have a kli which is miyuchad amida, it can be filled. So you see from here that what? When it comes to Simchas Yomtiv, Rabbi Yehuda goes l'chumra, and the Rabbanan are mekel. But yet we saw the exact opposite that non Rabbi Yehuda says shokal adam baser keneged akli keneged akupitz. Chachamim say in mashkichem be kaf mazayim kol ikar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda lekulav Rabbanu lechumra. Same kasha we had before. So kasha Rabbi Yehuda, kasha Rabbanan, Adrabanan. So you have a kasha in both directions. Says Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, kasha chasabich enem yuchad l'mida, hacham yuchad l'mida. One case is talking about where it's not miyuchad l'mida, right? Where the, again, as we said beforehand, the kupitz, or the kli that is being used to serve as a weight, in order to weight the way the meat, so that is not miyuchad l'mida. It's not usually used for that purpose. It is not designated for the purpose of measuring, and therefore there's no problem. But hach over here, when we're talking about this kli, which is omei l'midida, so it's set aside for that purpose. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that crosses the line. Over there, they are doing that which is normally done during the week when they measure using the scale. Here they're not. Because it is not unusual at all for people to go ahead and bring their wine to somebody in a measuring cup and have them drink it. In other words, there are times that people will even serve their guests by serving wine in a measuring cup. So it doesn't in any way whatsoever seem, by virtue of this particular activity, that this is something that is a weekday-like activity, not necessarily at all. This is the normal way that people sometimes just serve their guests, and it doesn't look like it's dafka being done like regular mekach u'memkach. So it said in the Mishnah that Maisa ba'aba sho'ol ben batnos. It said that there was a story with Abba Sho'ol ben batnos who would go ahead and he would fill up his measuring cups in Erev Yomtiv and would give them to the Lukuchos in Yomtiv. And then Abba Sho'ol said, Af b'moed osa came. So the Gemara tries to explain what is the reason why he would do this on Chol Moed. So Tana, Af b'moed osa came. Why would he even do this on Moed? B'nei bitul beis ha-medrash. What does that mean? It says, Rashi shahaya chacham gadol. Because he was a great chacham. Abayim rabim lishol imeno. Many people would come and ask kashas. U'b'moed rabim oskim b'tor she'in trudim b'malacha. It happens to be on Chol Moed. A lot of people find time to learn because they're not as tired by melacha as they are normally during the week. Yom Tov is a great time to spend more time in the base medrash and learning. And he would go ahead and he would fill his kalim during the nighttime on Chol Moed, so this way he would be completely free during the day and he would be able to devote himself fully and give his complete attention to the people who come and they would ask kashas. So that is the reason why he would fill up his kalim the night beforehand on Chol Moed, not because he felt there was some need to do so, that had nothing to do with the din of Mekach, Memkar, Chol Moed, anything like that. It was a totally separate reason. He was just trying to do all of his busy work the night before, so this way he would be completely available, he would not be distracted at all on the next day, on the day of Yom Tov, or Chol Moed rather, when people come ahead and ask kashas. Rashi says, "L'man de'garis m'mastitz m'nei berurim m'amidus m'farish achi." According to the opinion that says it's mishum berurim m'amidus, this is how I explain it. M'nei bitul meisa medra shol boi moed lo yia panoi l'shos l'var midosav shalo yarsichu. That the bitul meisa medra was that he would not have time in order to go ahead and wait and in order for the contents of these, whatever it is that he was dispensing, in order for the foam to disappear, and lefichach mamalim b'layli, he would fill it the night before, so he could make sure that he was getting an actual read on what exactly the measure was. Because if he would fill it on the spot, it could be that the customer, it would look as if the customer was getting more than he was really getting, so therefore he would fill it the night before, allowing it to settle, because during the week, because of bitul beis medrash, he would be rushed during the day, and he wanted to get back to work. So here he would do it the night beforehand, thereby allowing himself to make sure that the customers were getting their money's worth. Okay? All right.